Goddess Brighton woke from her century-long sleep, stretching on her large, soft bed, feeling her body wake from its slumber. After her coffee, she decided to check on the world. It had been a long time since her powers were felt in the world, and she wondered how things were. What she saw horrified her. Men were running around and being proud of their small penises. Women were pretending that those same men were stretching them out and satisfying them. She even saw some men coming whenever they wanted to. Goddess Brighton disappeared in a little puff of fragrant pink smoke and reappeared moments later in front of a store called Walmart. Inside, people were wearing the most ridiculous things she had ever seen in her mortal life. Men acting like entitled assholes while women stood around as if nothing was wrong. Goddess Brighton couldn't stand it. Not even her influence on the world could correct such corruption. Using her powers, Goddess Brighton gathered up all of the spray bottles of Lysol and all of the lighters in the entire store. Capturing the spray, Goddess Brighton spoke to the masses. Women, take control of the men. Why are you letting them act this way? Men, behave yourselves now before I have to take control of you, she shouted. Some male idiot made the mistake of telling her to shut up. Goddess Brighton had had all that she could take. She ignited one of the Lysol balls and sent it hurtling at the stupid male. Pandemonium broke loose as people tried to run or hide from the angry goddess. Goddess Brighton lit every ball she had and was preparing to level the place and everyone in it when she felt something on her butt. She sees in the reflection on the door a cheesy handprint on her butt. Looking a little closer, she saw a drooling male eating nachos while staring at her ass. Goddess Brighton turned to fully face him. Come here, mortal, she commanded. I can come? That's permission. With that, he began furiously fapping away, nacho topping flying all over as he faps. Stop that! There are no cummies. What is your name? She demands. Nacho Joe, goddess, he says as he stops fapping and resumes eating his nachos. Nacho, I have this strange feeling that you are constantly going to be in trouble, Goddess Brighton says. It wasn't me, goddess, it was Tommy, Nacho says as he continues eating. Right, Nacho, whoever this Tommy is, she says. Something piques her interest about Nacho Joe. She puts a collar around his neck and disappears, leaving the rest of the people alone. The men began acting the same as before the goddess appeared, and the women, however, taking a note from her book, had heard the goddess. They began putting their feet down and taking control of the little dick loser men, turning the world into a better place. And that is how Nacho Joe ended up in my under the bed cage as my captured slave. Got a hot captivity roleplay that you'd like to try over the phone? Why don't you call me? 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Mistress Brighton. I also do custom audios. If you would like to read this blog, go to EnchantrixTees.com to read Nacho Joe's story in its entirety.